Good morning. This is Sunday, the 22nd day of September 2019. We've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit. And now we look forward to hearing from Jesus as it's Sunday and He promised to come every Sunday and tell us something He wants us to think about, ponder during this week. So we say unto you, Jesus, thank you for letting us know that you are in us and we are in you. We're ready to hear from you and continue with your teachings of the way.
I am with you. Let us rejoice that I am with you, that you are with me, that we do not lose communication when there is desire to touch, to listen, to speak, to know and to grow in a relationship that expands and extends beyond the limited scope of earth into the boundless, eternal life of heaven. It is miraculous that we can speak. It is precious that we can hear. It is wisdom that we can know. If you will bear with me for just a while, I would like to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a community of people living together, working together, creating an atmosphere of camaraderie, forming a city, if you will. A city that was composed of shops extending out to farmland. Where there were rivers and valleys and trees and flowers. It was idyllic. Until the people began to notice clouds forming overhead. These clouds felt ominous. Strangely, they did not feel like the clouds that would float over, bringing rain. They did not feel like the clouds which held the thunder from which lightning filled the sky with craggy light. These were different clouds coming from all over, gathering above them. The people grew afraid and began fighting amongst themselves. And they began to tear their community apart. Soon the farmers were so frightened they would not go out into their fields. The shopkeepers were so frightened they would not open the doors to their shops. The children did not go to school. Everyone grew more and more isolated as the shadows threatened. The clouds grew darker. And soon, out of the sky, there came from those dark clouds 7 mighty dragons. And the dragons flew around them and herded them, moving them this way and that way, having their will with the people of that city. The dragons drove them across the plains and then began to circle. And as the dragons touched the ground, they formed a range of mountains around the people, leaving only the corridor to the east open. The people cowered in fear, surrounded by dark mountains, with only one access to the outside world. But they were too afraid to go through the passageway. They were isolated and afraid to speak. The dragons were seven. They formed mountains, seven. At the base of each mountain, there was an opening to a cave, and each of the dragons would enter the cave and for a while be dormant. They would leave the caves and go to the city and take that which they wanted and leave. The city occupants were now the prisoners of the dragons. And all was dim, very dim. Because the people believed the dragons were powerful and all-consuming. And because they believed it, it was so. Once the dragons had taken almost everything that the people of the city possessed, the only thing left for them to do was pray for redemption. Pray for a savior. Pray for a miracle. And one day their prayer was answered. A solitary man, heralded by the light of the sun, casting a path of light before him, a man walked into the city, surrounded by mountains, and spoke. And one by one, the people of the city came to him and told him their fears. And one by one, he touched their heads and sent them to their homes to pray. And then the man who had entered on the road of light walked back out through the passageway and summoned the dragons one by one. The people trembled. What would happen to this man who had come walking on a road of light? And they saw, as the sun continued its ascension into the sky, up, 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 he was held in radiant light. And from beneath his cloak, he drew a sword. The sword was not made of earthly materials. It was a sword of light. And he raised it up. When the first dragon came, The dragon sneered at the small man holding in his hand a sword of light. And as the dragon rose up on its hind legs, prepared to demolish the small creature in front of him, the light of the sun caught the light of the sword, and the light pierced the dragon. And there was no roar. There was only silence as the dragon disappeared. It could not stand in the light. And one by one the dragons were summoned, and one by one they were dispersed. As the light revealed, they were powerless. They crumbled. The people began to move around the city. The dragons who had held them captive were no more. The man who was their savior raised the sword of light. And seven angels descended upon the earth, standing atop the mountains formed by the dragons. The man took the sword and drove it into the ground. It rose up and it continued to grow until its height reached above the peaks of the mountains. The sun caught the hilt of the sword, which formed a cross of light over the city. And as the sword grew and the light magnified and intensified, the man disappeared into the light. The angels began to ascend as well. And as they rose up, the mountains fell down. The city was released. They were captive no more. The meadows returned. The doors of the shops opened. The farmers returned to the fields, and the rivers flowed. The birds sang again, and the light from the sword held the city. It held the city in a tender caress. Not one person could be afraid. No one spoke of the dragons for a very long time. But soon, fear fell from them, and they could tell the story again, because they realized if they did not tell the story, the story would be forgotten. And as they spoke of the seven dragons, the dragons were given names. The names of the seven dragons, which had driven them into darkness and isolation, were fear, anger, doubt, anxiety, ignorance, greed, and hatred. As the city returned to life as it had been before the great darkness came, the older ones told the younger ones the story so that they would not repeat the history, but would grow in wisdom from the words of the history, so that they would not be driven into darkness by the seven dragons. And as they told the story, they sang the songs of the glory of the one who came to save them and release them from their fear. That, my brothers and sisters, is the story I wish to share with you today. Each of you will take a slightly different meaning away into the week with you. But I can assure you that which you take from the story to carry into the new days with you will be exactly right for you, for it is my intention that it be so. I leave you with peace. I leave you with light. I leave you with my love.